Peter R 158. Let's go. Okay, now the Rebbe started that the request of the Yidden in time of Golus, if we would only be like brothers. Because during the time of Beis HaMikdash, the Jews were called Man Achai V'Rei, they were called brothers of Hashem. So he says there were two Kruvim. Kruvim were big face, little face. And he says on the throne is a Dmus Kmari Odom. And he says, how is it possible to have an image of Hashem on the throne when Hashem doesn't have any images whatsoever? So he says that the Odom is the level of Ramach Mitzvah Sasei, Shasal Mitzvah Leisas, and so on. So he says, Achzeh, second column, 158. That's the way Teda is Lamaila. Daily is some shachet b'chinas chachmi la. The slabish b'teda the bria, which is the Teda before us, because Talmud is a level of bria. We learned already many times. There's different levels of Teda. There's Teda as chachmasi shal kadosh baruch hu. That's in the level of atzilus. Then you have the level of gemara, which is the world of bria. And then you have a level of Teda that is called Hashem's toy, so to speak, that he plays with every day, that's even higher than Chochmah. But the question is, how do we bring Teda from that level, Ramach Ivonim of Hashem, which is Atzilus, how do we bring it down into the world? So therefore he says, Tzorach Liyasei Deit Tzimtzum. It has to be through the level of Tzimtzum. What's the level of Tzimtzum? V'zeh Shomer Azal Tzimtzum Shechinosu Min Badei Orin. It says in the Medrash, and the Gemara, that Hashem contracted his Shekhinah between the two poles of the Arden. The Arden had two poles on the side that they carried it with. So the Shekhinah was limited between those two poles. And he says, what does that mean? Because that's the place where Rashi says from the Medrash, that the voice of Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he limited himself. And this love is called Kruv Apizutre. That's one of the Kruv, which is the small face, that's the Odom HaKotan. Commercial Kotan Shigili B'mechen Shalei Mitzumtzim Yesim Odom Godl. A younger child has a much more limited maturity and understanding than an adult. One second. So when you speak about the Kruvim, one big face and one little face, it's obviously not it was physically like that. But what it means in the spiritual sense, there's a level of Yuvayim Mitzamtzim, the Seichel, into a level of small face. And he says, Kruv Echa Mikotze, which is Amshacha Melmaila Lamata. Liyes Maki V'Sheiris Amshachas Erbibya. So therefore, in the level of Kruvim, which is the level of Atzilus, by the way, there had to be this Tzimtzum to allow Elokus to come down. So in other words, in this, in order for the Shekhinah to come down, there has to be the Aved of the Yidin. There has to be the Surus of the Lusata. What is the Surus of the Lusata? That's the level of his Beinanis and Shema with Mesidus Nefesh.
It was between the poles or between
the Kruvim? The Kruvim were between the poles.
The Kruvim are on the top.
And where are the poles?
The poles are on the
side. On the side. So now, if this is the Arden, and you have the poles here, and the Kruvah may hear, so the Kruvah be between the poles. That's where the Shekhinah mi bein shnei Kruvim, right? Between the two Kruvim is where Moshe Rabbeinu heard the sound from. But there has to be a level of Tzimtzum. So there's Aper Rav, it's the Zutre, the small face, which means a limited Seichel, the way Seichel comes in, Chochma Vatzilus, comes limited into Bria and Yitzir Nasiya. And the second one is the level of his of Mesidus Nefesh of Echad. And I know I de Shmal is Ben Eich Havaya Echad. The way Hashem is what? Hani Havaya Lo Shanisi. Rak Sha'om Advaya Elam. Hashem just with slight Dibur, Tzimtzum, He created the world. Now, the Rebbe is explaining, how does the Yid come to Mesiras Nefesh? He comes to Mesiras Nefesh through his Beininess to realize the world is really nothing. The only thing that exists is Elokus. And therefore, his whole being is to be connected to Elokus. Like it says in the famous Medrash, the Rebbe brings down, and it's the Medrash that the Rebbe always quotes in Yud Aleph Nissen. There's a marshal of a guy comes in to the king's palace. And the king's palace, there's dukes and nobles and, you know, all these big machers. And then you have the king himself. So this guy comes into the king, into the palace, says, oh, I want this noble. I want this this guy, this duke. I want this guy, this officer. It was one smart guy. He said, I'm not Nasir Malka. I want the king. Don't give me this garbage. Why should they take the side things? They can get the king himself. He said, what's Mesiras Nefesh? What's this Beininess? Why do I need all this junk of the world? I can have the Eibishter himself.
That's what the altar
is. Yeah. I want you. I don't want you, Gan Eden. I don't want you, Olamab. I want you. The Lachain idea is Beininess. Yavin, the Mesiras Nefesh, Shavim Cholech Fatsi. That's what Alter Rebbe said it on. I don't want with you, I don't want your Gan Eden, I don't want your Olam Haba, I want you. Lachain, Nikr Knesset Yisrael, Loshin Kala. Therefore, we know the Yidin are the Hashem is the Chosin, the Jews are the Kala. What's the level of Kala? Kleis HaNefesh Mimata Lamaila. Kala, the root of it is Kleis HaNefesh. The longing of the soul. Why are Jews called Kalasi, the Kala of Hashem, the bride of Hashem? Because the Yidden have this longing and desire to Hashem. To elevate itself from Briyat and Nasiya, so he says like this. One kruv is a level of his beininess to go out to Hashem, to become one with Hashem. And the other kruv is a lukus coming down. That our eyes are elevated to Hashem. So therefore, what's us looking at Hashem, that causes Hashem to look at us. Like it says, Eini Hashem alakachaba. Hashem looks at the Yidin. Is a level of Sevev Kol Almin, which is the encompassing level on top of both. Meaning like this, you have the Arden, then you have the cover of the Arden, and then you have the Kruvim on top of the cover. So it's all the level of Makif. Because inside the Arden, is the Lucha, is the Sefer Torah, whatever, different opinions. But the bottom line is that the covering of the Arden and the Kruvim, that's the level of Makifim. So he says, what's the whole connection over here? When a person has his Beininess in Elokus, that causes Elokus to be revealed, to come down, to be Mitzamtim himself, to limit himself, to bring Torah down here. Huh? What crown? No. That's on the Shulchan. Zer Zahav. I don't think so. Whatever. V'zel v'ine k'siv v'ho yu akruv in parsik k'nofayim l'mayl. It says in the Pasik that the kruvim, the wings of the kruvim faced upward. The wings went up. And then Vayechi to Lazim and Beyema three times a day. In the Megamayel Salkin good fire. It says the Zayah like this. The Kruvim went right. The wings went up. But the Zayah says three times a day, the wings went up. I mean, the three times of davening, the wings of the Kruvim went up. Well, Peter shed Ramaz and the Ramaz and the Zayah says. In the three tefillahs of every day, that's when the Kruvim went up.
And facing each other? Or?
Yeah, when the Jews behaved, they faced each other.
And at the time of David, the wing went up?
The Gashmut, they went up. They moved.
That's what it says.
That's what it says in the book. Nobody was there to see it. But obviously, a spiritual. Nobody, even the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, didn't see. But that's what it says. It went up, and therefore they go up. Me biyal the mile about seelas. Vizel soul can get fire. That their wings went up. What does it mean? Shaydei say that it's ava v'yishav Yisrael through the avenue which are called wings. Right now, the Rebbe says in Tanya. What does Av and Yira do? They're the wings that make the mitzvah fly up. You have love is the right wing, left is fear is the left wing. It makes it go up to Atzilus. and then, okay, skip until three lines to the end of the page. Vazayin Yikroim Adam Gadol. Then, when it goes up, then it's called the Apiz Ravid of it, the big face. Because in Atzilus, Hashem and the Eretz and the Kelim are one. Therefore, Tfila Loshem Chibur. Davening means connection. He says like this. So what's the whole Indian of the Keruvim? There's this Beinonis, Mumata Lamaila, that goes up, which brings Elokus down. And then there's a second aspect of elevating everything to Atzilus, and then Atzilus is a big face. Atzilus is above Tzimtzum. Bria is already Tzimtzum. Atzilus is that level. Or, and davening means connection. Ubelashen Amisha, Tefel Klicheres, if you glue a Klicheres, Shemisrabim Bemkedem Shebeilim Atzilus. In other words, what's the ultimate concept of davening? That a Jew should be elevated to Atzilus. And that's why you have the stages of davening until you finally come to Shmoneh Esrei, which is standing bit or feet together, no movement, no nothing. That's the level of Atzilus. So the ultimate goal of davening is to become elevated, to become glued with Atzilus. And there's an interesting thing. You have, it's like, you have his kashrus and his chabrus. Kesha means knotted. When you take two things and you tie them together, there's two separate things connected. When you glue something, it's not two things connected. Now it's one thing. It's a much deeper level of connection, which is tefillah chibur, than the level of iskashrus.
Physical reaction and chemical reaction.
And spiritual reaction.